Yes, some of the cool sounds from Ethiopia, Haley Mergia and the Walias. That one is called Wegani and performed last night as part of the Sydney Festival. Ange Guduri, who's a music director here at 2SER 107.3, was there and saw the show. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Mitch. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Caught Haley Mergia last night. How was it?
Look, I think this is straight up my highlight of the Sydney Festival so far, and
wow,
I've seen quite a few shows. So to put you in the picture, Haley Mergia, his records have been reissued over the last couple of years, in part by a fantastic label called Awesome Tapes from Africa, which started as a blog,
mm-hmm,
putting out all this kind of great music that had kind of been lost over time because it's been released in, you know, cassette form or what have you in Africa. And this guy, Mad Collector, just started putting it up on the internet and now has done these more official reissues. And Haley Mergia is one of the guys that's featured quite prominently on this label over the last few years. But of course, Ethiopian music, or especially Ethiopian jazz, which has a very soulful tinge to it, as you heard in that track, has become incredibly popular through the work of the likes of Mulatu Astatke over the last few years. And that music is just incredibly joyous. It's very loose. It's kind of rubbery. And it's just got a feel that you just don't get anywhere else. And last night, Haley Mergia, who not only played the organ last night, but he also played piano, accordion and melodica.
Wow.
He was joined by two great players from Sydney. Tony Buck, the drummer, who is now based in Berlin and spends most of his time through the year with the Necks.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw him in a very different format. I mean, he doesn't really get to play seriously funky stuff a lot. And it was just incredible to see his dexterity and his style last night. And playing double bass was a fellow from Sydney called Mike Majowski, who is quite a leading figure in the jazz scene in Sydney and also ventures into some avant-garde and experimental territories from time to time. So he was really well-placed for this space of Ethiopian music. And what I think they did was take that sound, that really soulful, beautiful, jazzy sound that just kind of fills the room and just sort of floats along. And they took it somewhere else with their style and all their experience as players. And that's the real true nature of jazz. When you team up with other people, then you just basically get this different feel. So they basically didn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but they took that Ethiopian jazz sound and just took it into a lot more steamy and funky territory, but also into this kind of Afro polyrhythmic feel as well that just took it from something simmering that built into something really joyful, ecstatic, and just pounding at times, but also just a really, really great vibe to the point of ecstasy. There was so much love in the room and a lot of swaying.
Wow.
I can't really tell you much more except you should have been there.
You should have been there.
Really one of the great highlights of the Sydney Festival. Haley Mergia, Tony Buck and Mike Majowski, a real dream team in Afro Soul and Ethiopian jazz. And if they ever come out again, I urge everyone listening to go and catch them.
There you go. Straight from our music director's mouth, Andrew Guduri, his highlight so far of the Sydney Festival. Thank you so much.
Thanks again.